This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He made some moves. We talked all about him yesterday. They just didn't work. And you lost the baseball game to the best pitcher, starting pitcher in baseball, and the best relief pitcher in baseball. Had a tough go of it.
Yeah. Tropical Storm and I were out last night grabbing a bite to eat, and there were some people sitting around the bars. We were just kind of waiting for food. And they were like, oh, Jose Mesa game. Oh, I'm just like, come on, guys. It's not that bad.
Well, it's because it wasn't a game seven.
Well, maybe
or a game
that's
five
why.
In this case. Otherwise, it's that and more.
You give him the ball back today, right? No one
without
has confidence
question.
In you. Okay, I just want to make sure we're all good with that.
I might think about not giving it to him in the eighth, though.
If he gets in
depends on the game, though.
Are you flipping the rotation on so you feel like you might have somebody who's ready to go in case things go sideways with the first two batters with him? I don't think you can do that. I think you got to let him play out, even if he struggles with one or two batters going for a save. Are you with me on this? Are you following along with what I'm saying?
I think.
I'm just, they didn't have anybody up the other day, too. It wasn't like they were going to somebody
else.
That's
their guy, man.
And I got to be honest, I don't know if I would have anybody up again today, but you can't stomach a loss.
The tough situation there is you brought him into us, and again, we all understand why, but you brought him into a situation that he's not used to. Okay, you brought him into trouble. You brought him in with guys on base. He gave up a ball that probably should have been a base hit, but Stephen Kwan made a great play on it.
Mm-hmm.
And but it wasn't like somebody smashed the ball, at least not until Carpenter.
Man,
and he smashed that
ball.
One. He smashed that one. You don't go away from Class A. You don't go away from a bullpen that's been nails all year. In fact, Vogt had some thoughts about the bullpen as you head into Game 3 of this series. It's cut number 5 from Stephen Vogt. We'll hear it in moments.
You make it sound like you're teeing up a record.
We're playing the hits here.
Cut number 5.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stephen Vogt with cut number 5. You don't go away from that bullpen. You don't go away from Class A. You do what you have to do. And if Alex Cobb can give you 5 today and you get to the bullpen, great. I'd prefer that Cobb not give you a 2 or 3, Andy. Then you've got a decision to make.
Yeah,
you know,
you're going to go
Cantillo. You're going to go Gavin Williams. You're going to go Eli Morgan. What are you going to do?
I'm going to worry about it when I get there. Right now, I mean, and he's got everybody ready. I think it's interesting, though, that he said, I trust these guys whether they're up against a righty or a lefty. Do you have the same philosophy when it comes to hitting? That you'll put a righty up there against a righty or a lefty? Like,
he's kind of managed platoon in certain spots all year, right field in particular. Center field a little bit, just a little from time to time, but you're putting Lane Thomas out there now. He's going to be in center field.
I'm not taking him.
You're going to go Brennan, or you're going to go Noel in right field. It's going to be, or you could go Tyler. You could go Thomas in right field and put Tyler Freeman in center, but he's dinged up, so maybe he's out. So Angel Martinez taking his spot. Would you put Martinez in? He played well when he came up. Downtown Tommy is downtown.
What's up, Tommy?
Conveniently named.
You guys are the best, by the way. And your analyst of the Guardians has just been impeccable.
Thank you.
You know, thank you. The one thing that I kind of thought about after the game is, and no one's really talked about it, when he pinch hit for Hedges and put Brennan in, you know, I thought about it afterwards. I thought, you know, maybe that's why Class 8, I mean, one, we don't really know who made the call for that pitch. And again, we're really picking here. I mean,
absolutely.
It's hard to win a game when you don't score any runs. But I would have liked to have Hedges in that ninth inning and maybe not a pinch hit for a lot of reasons. One, you had a runner on third, and maybe Class A doesn't feel real comfortable throwing that ball a little lower with Naylor. You know, just maybe want to comment on that. And I, you know, I'm excited for today. I'm also a little excited for to see the fans there in Detroit. I mean, they haven't had a playoff game. Was it 10 years, guys?
14, yeah, 10 years.
Wow. And Tommy, their season just changed like crazy. You know, I mean, they weren't even on the radar, and then they just got hot, and they've played really well, and obviously that's continued. And they've give A.J. Hinch credit. He's managed the heck out of that team, like Stephen Vogt has managed the heck out of our team.
Well, you know, we were playing them, and I remember it was in July, and they traded Flaherty, and they traded another good player. They were ready to maybe even trade the guy that pitched. I forget his name. The guy that pitched. So they were thinking about trading away some of their players, and then they got hot.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about a comeback? And you know, you're always afraid to play a hot team. It's kind of no different than the Padres. You know, they're a hot team. I mean, I think the Dodgers are, but you know, the Dodgers aren't playing well. You know, the thing is, if we can get in, the Yankees aren't playing well. But I think you guys will agree. This is a key game, right?
Got to have it, Tommy, because you know you don't want to see Scooble again in the series, and you will, you know, if it gets extended. So there you go, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Downtown Tommy.
Downtown Tommy.
Uptown Jeff.
Like that.
Uptown Jeff?
Sure, why not?
What do you think?
No, I don't know.
Tigers have announced that Keider Montero will get the start for today. Keider Montero.
A rookie pitcher who has been really had some really good moments for them, actually. And I would assume, Dan, you tell me, I would assume A.J. Hinch is thinking that's more than just an opener.
No, that's three innings. Well, he's looking at that kid going, if I get three innings out of him,
okay, but that's,
life is good.
But that's okay. To me, in this day and age, an opener means you're pitching one, maybe two, and you're getting, you know, and then you're going to get to the long man who might give you three or four.
Yeah,
Montero could go deep if they wanted to.
Coming out of the pen for the last three appearances or so, 2.2 innings, three innings, and two innings. So they are definitely looking at him and saying, "All right, go out there.
Take a look." Earlier in the season, he actually had some, and you're right. My guess is that's exactly what they're thinking. However, he's had some pretty good starts this year.
Oh, absolutely. But I think this is get me one time through the order.
Yeah, so the Guardians have seen him once. When you look through the lineup, Jimenez has a hit against him. Martinez has two hits against him. Rocchio has a hit against him. Otherwise, everybody else is looking for a hit. Who's faced him the most time? Kwan is facing the most times, four times, 0 for 4.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I mean, again, small sample size.
This is fascinating, isn't it? I mean, this is kind
it's
of fun.
Best.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
The best.
It is.
You can't beat playoff baseball.
Montero against Colorado had a three-hit shutout, which is the key game for him. Since then, he's only gone five innings in one start. So we'll see what they do. He hasn't gone deep since that nine-inning game. But, man, he was cooking against Colorado that game.
He struck out seven against the Guardians last time we saw him. So Fry, Jimenez, Manzardo, Bo Naylor, Noel, Ramirez, and Schneeman, all victims.
And he pitched in game one. He went two innings, he gave up one hit, struck out three.
And there you have it.
Bullpen chaos, as A.J. Hinch called it. Tarek Skubal and bullpen chaos,
right,
and
so
that's what you're going to see.
So he's a right-hander. What are you going to do in right field? You're going to play Will Brennan? I would assume that means you're going to DH Kyle Manzardo. And that gives you David Fry and Jonkenzie Noel on the bench.
Yeah, and both those guys have struck out against him the last time they faced him.
Would you agree, though? You're going to DH, you're going to start, try and beat the starting pitcher?
Yeah.
Go Manzardo?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
You're going to go Will Brennan?
Yes.
Or are you going to go Martinez in center and slide Lane Thomas over to right?
Well, Martinez does have two hits against him.
What are you thinking, Dano? What do you think, Andy?
I mean, who do you feel better about playing center field? I mean, Lane Thomas really misplayed that fly ball in that last game. I mean, that was ugly. I mean, it, You know, he gets a
couple.
Martinez is an infielder. So you don't have a straight center fielder because you left Miles Straw off the roster. So you can kind of throw that idea
out. Well, you left Miles Straw off the season.
Yes.
So.
So, yeah, you could throw that
idea out
the window.
I don't think he was your answer for a playoff start.
Well, but it.
Though he's a terrific defensive center fielder.
I would have liked him on the bench as a terrific defensive center fielder slash pinch runner when I need somebody with a little bit more haste to him. So, alas, here we are. Maybe you keep Lane Thomas out there and just hope you can kind of shift your way through center field and cross your fingers. Because
it's an interesting center field to play.
Do you DH Martinez?
That's not a bad idea.
Why not?
I don't think so. You DH Manzardo.
Yeah, you're right.
Martinez has had success against him. That's why I'm saying that.
They're not going to do that. They're going to DH Manzardo. I can't wait till the lineup comes out.
Do you dare put Martinez at shortstop?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah, you already said Alex Cobb, ground ball pitcher, Rocchio, shortstop. Done.
Makes sense to me, but you know,
makes perfect sense to me.
I'm just throwing ideas.
You're an idea man, Chuck.
Well, sometimes, the other thing is, how long do you think how long is he last? 4 innings?
Montero?
Yeah.
If he goes 4, by God, that'd be a stretch.
I think two to three.
So if you want Martinez against him.
Know that he's capable of, if he's going, that they could leave him out there. It could be one of those things. Hey, well, why change it? He's going. Let's go. He's gone through 3. They haven't scored. Good. Welcome to the 4th.
Time's a lineup come out. Now I want a lineup. Give me a lineup card. I need a pencil and a scorecard and the lineup.
Pencils. I remember those.
Give me a pencil without an eraser because I am confident. The tiny ones, the little golf pencils.
It's all you need.
10 cents. They say Cleveland Indians on
it. It's all you need.
I don't think they made them for the Guardians. So.
Andrew Siciliano is busy getting ready for the Browns game, but he's a diehard Guardians fan. We got to get his thoughts on both. He's next on Baskin and Phelps.